Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 25th, Monday, 2020, day 146. Today's topic, how to experience the daily presence of God who alone does marvelous deeds. Silence. Pull on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 72 verses 15 to 20. 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 1 to chapter 8 verse 18, John chapter 14 verses 15 to 31, Proverbs 15 verse 33. We have two main passages. The first one, Psalm 72 verses 18 to 20. Praise be to the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does marvelous deeds. Praise be to His glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with His glory. Amen and amen. This concludes the prayers of David, son of Jesse. The second passage, John 14, verses 15 to 18. Jesus says, "If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept Him because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is how to experience the daily presence of God who alone does marvelous deeds. Have you ever experienced the peace and power of God who alone does marvelous deeds? If you have, when was the last time? Do you know how to experience the daily presence of God who alone does marvelous deeds? Jesus tells us very clearly in today's John that we need the filling of the Holy Spirit so that we can experience the daily presence of God who does marvelous deeds. Without the filling and presence of the Holy Spirit, Jesus is too far away in heaven. And what we have is just a learning past tense experience, somewhat like this. Oh, to have Jesus with people is so good, but it was 2,000 years ago. Or, oh, to have Jesus with people is so good, but it was when my parents still here. Now I can't feel God's presence. I can't sleep. I have no peace. What should I do? Jesus tells us today that if we really receive him as Lord and King, we will obey his commands and we will have the presence of the Holy Spirit forever. And because the triune God cannot be separated, so if you have the presence of the Holy Spirit, then our Abba Father and Jesus are also with you forever. And this is what God with you really means. Not a theory, but daily experience and a daily God's presence. How to experience the daily presence of God who alone does marvelous deeds? You need to love Jesus, close to Jesus, listen to Jesus, and obey his commands. Then you will be filled with the Holy Spirit and enjoy the daily presence of our God who alone does marvelous deeds. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, fill us, pour down your fresh anointing each day on us. That we can experience the daily presence of God who alone does marvelous deeds. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you be filled with the Holy Spirit daily? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.